And we have a few minutes left at the end of the show, and I am so happy to welcome to the Radio Cafe Ben Swan. He's with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society.
Hi, Mary Charlotte. So happy to see you again after so long.
Yeah, it's been a while since you've been on the show.
My tail is wagging right now. I don't know about yours.
Yeah. You know, we're like two dogs in the dog park. I saw a friend recently who I went to school with, and she lives locally. She goes, I listen to your show all the time, except when you start talking about dogs, and I turn it off.
That's too bad.
I think they're cat people.
We love cats, too.
Maybe they're not animal people. I don't know. Anyway, but for those of you who do like dogs and cats and rabbits and bunnies and all these
snakes
kinds of things,
and
ferrets, this is the 7 minutes remaining in the show for you. And
thank you.
And we're going to talk about a few things that are going on. One of them is that you have extended hours at the animal shelter for people who want to come in and adopt animals. And it turns out that summer, although you would think it would be the opposite, is a time when not as many people adopt animals.
That's right. Our adoptions have typically slowed down during the summer as people get busy with different things. And so we decided, well, hey, why not just get the shelter open a little bit later, like on weekends? So we're open on Fridays at 6 till 6, and on Sundays till 7, or Saturdays until 7, and Sundays till 6, sorry, 6, 7, 6. And the weekends, just for people who just more time to fall in love. Some people can, if they're busy doing things, they still have time to go to the shelter and find a dog or cat or rabbit of their dreams.
And there's a couple of, Ben brought in today, you brought in some sheets with some of the dogs of my dreams actually on them. If I didn't have three dogs already, I would so adopt some of these dogs. There's one called Maximo, who I swear is like a human philosopher in a dog's body looking out at you from a kind of bulldog mix.
Wait, I thought you like Olya.
Well, Olya is a puppy. Olya is a Jack Russell Terrier mix who's 2 months old. Maximo is a young adult dog. And both of them are so heartbreakingly cute and beautiful that I can't even stand it. So I'm not going to look at them anymore, but you can tell me.
Yes, and you should know that anybody who wants to fall in love with a dog or a cat of your dreams, you should just go to our website, sfhumanesociety.org, and check them out, and go to our Facebook page. I try to post new photos of dogs all the time and cats.
You're such a good photographer.
Thank you. Thank you. I worked as a photojournalist as a kid, and now I'm doing really. I call myself a paparazzi because I love to take pictures.
Oof.
Of them. Is that bad?
Is it one of the job requirements working in an animal shelter that you have to make animal puns?
I think it is. Yeah, I think it helps. Yeah. So what we can wag. So what we looked at is that, you know, we wanted to make it easier for people to adopt, and also to just to view and watch and come meet these adoptable, beautiful animals. And so not only with Weekend Wags do you get to come in later, but we also will give you 25% off all our shelter store items when you adopt, and you get a free bath and brush at Z-Pet Hotel. And then of course we have the matchmaking services that we do, and if you have any problems with your dog, there's free behavior consultations and things like that.
Matchmaking services here is a 43-year-old former professional tennis player who now works as an accountant. He would be compatible with Maximo.
Very good. Excellent, see? Yeah, you know, the matchmaking is fun. We always thought we should do matchup.com, just like, here's my attributes, here's what I look like, what are you doing?
Matchdog.
Matchdog.com, and unfortunately it's taken already. I was looking at different website URLs. And then, you know, all our animals are all spayed and neutered. We have up-to-date vaccinations, microchip testing. We treat them for flea and ticks and heartworm tests, and then you also get a free wellness check within 30 days, and also free pet insurance for 30 days.
Okay. Now, you also have something coming up, and we're a little early for this. It's in about, 2 weeks or so, 2-3 weeks, which is called Dog Days of Summer.
Yeah, we're really excited about this. It's a completely new event. It's very similar to our Paws for a Cause, which we used to do in May. But we just took a look at it and decided to really expand upon it. And what it starts with is this color dash. And I don't know if you know what a color dash is, but it's a 5K run, and people, at the end of it, you throw up these color packs and they explode, and there's all this color, and people and their dogs get all different colors.
So wait a minute.
Colors of the rainbow.
Hang on.
Okay. It's complicated.
It's a 5 kilometer run.
5K dash.
It wouldn't be a dash for yours truly. But anyway, it's a 5 kilometer dash run thing, whatever. afterwards they explode paint all over you?
Well, it's not really paint. It's sort of like dry dye, color dye. And
explode dry color dye all over you?
It's very popular lately. And so we wanted to give it a try. And we thought the dogs would look really fun with all different colors. And it's non-toxic and easy to clean off.
Is it like chicken flavored?
No, it's these color packs you throw in the air and they explode. I don't know. It's just okay. A phenomenal.
Well, you know, I think you probably have to see it to experience it. And ladies and gentlemen, you can on Saturday, August 15th at 8:30 in the morning is the actual color dash.
Well, that's when they do the registration. It actually probably starts around 9:30 or 10.
Oh, okay. So you can start the registration around 8:30 or a little after that. And then at 9:30 or 10 is the dash, followed by exploding
colors.
Color packets on you and your animals. And then music and fun goes for the whole entire rest of the day, including live music by Nosotros, Anthony Leon and the Chain, and Reviva.
Yeah, those are great bands and very popular bands. And we wanted to try to just try something new. And also we'll have food trucks and vendors and fun activities for kids and dogs and, you know, everybody. So.
And that's at the Santa Fe Downs.
That's right. So Saturday, August 15th. It's, like I said, it's a new thing. It's just something fun we wanted to do. And then at 2 o'clock on that same day, we'll be having a dog show. We're calling it the Mayor's Mutt Show. Mayor Javier Gonzalez will be there to select his favorite dog.
The Mayor's Mutt Show?
That's what we're calling it, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, it should be fun. That's the same day.
What time? If you want to come just for the Mutt Show, what time is that?
2 o'clock.
2 in the afternoon. All right, well, that sounds like great fun. Hey, any other animals that are up for adoption that you want to let us know about?
Well, we always have we have so many kittens right now and puppies. It's incredible. In fact, I took a whole bunch of pictures of, we were doing this video of puppies in a locker room. So getting ready for the football season. And so they're just playing with footballs. They have little jerseys on. It was so much fun this morning. And our kittens are always a lot of fun. So we have a lot of kittens and a lot of puppies that are looking for great homes. And I know that people are out there who really want to take them home. So come visit us and check them out.
And it's really a great time to adopt a dog. I usually, for whatever reason, almost every dog I've ever had has come to me in the late summer, early fall. And you have enough time to housebreak them while it's still warm out. And it's somehow, like, if you get a dog for Christmas, which is fine too or whatever, but it's
not
a lot harder because you're standing out there in your bathrobe and slippers with the dog trying to wait for him to do his business.
Generally, I would try with the puppy pads and then move the puppy pads outside. So,
yeah.
But it's not easy.
It's just harder.
And here in New Mexico, my dogs, they think rain is so foreign that if there's even suspected, they'll hide underneath the couch or in the closet or something like that.
Good heavens.
My Oregon dog, he's like, wearing water, let's go. But he's also hydrophobic. He doesn't jump in water.
Yeah. You know, there's some kind of hidden dog puddle at the dog park, which I haven't actually located, but our dog came out of it the other day.
I heard about that, yeah.
Covered
with mud.
Black gunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's just about time to go. Ben Swan is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. The Dog Days of Summer is August 15th. The run starts a little after 8:30, and for more information, people can go to sfasdogdays.com. I bet you can also get there through the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society
Definitely.
Website.
Definitely. Through our web banner, you can just go straight to the page and learn all about it and find out more details about the vendors and just fun stuff that's
going
on that day.
And is it free and open to the public?
It's open to the public. We ask for nominal admission.
So. Okay. And anything else you want to let us know before we go?
Just come adopt, fall in love, and adopt. We really are, our shelters we're full right now, and we just need people to come step up and come fall in love.
And find your true love. Ben Swan, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.